Ladies and gentlemen, My Country 96.1 presents American Idol for Dummies. No, not you. We mean the person sitting next to you.
Candy, a big night on American Idol last night.
Not as big as the night before.
And not as big as the night we had at the Nutty Irishman in Bayshore, which is why I didn't get to watch. Now, thank you all for coming out to the Nutty every Wednesday. We love it. But Candy, since I was not home to watch Idol, I had the wife, who was very excited about doing this. She sat down with a pad and a paper, and she wrote a paragraph.
I love this.
About each performer.
She's the best.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. So she wrote a paragraph about everything.
All right, I have my notes here too.
So I will play the top five, and then you can add afterwards if you agree or what you want to add.
Okay, okay, baby.
All right, so in no specific order, my wife enjoyed Karen Rodriguez, who did Hero by Mariah Carey in two languages. Here you go.
And you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
Stuff, I would say, Candy.
Yeah, it's not rocking my world, but okay.
Okay, so there's Karen Rodriguez. She also enjoyed Lauren Turner, who she writes is definitely a top five girl. Here is Lauren Turner. Yeah, my wife loves that girl's voice.
Yes, it is very good. She's got a lot of spunk.
And then the lovely Pia Toscano.
Yes.
Which she is lovely. All three judges stood up, my wife says.
And she's beautiful.
She did I'll Stand By You, The Pretenders, and also remember Carrie Underwood did a nice cover of that.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Here's Pia.
When the night falls on you, baby, you're feeling all alone.
Listen, if you're going to take into account voice and looks, Pia's got a real shot.
Yeah, she doesn't even have to sing on key. She's so good looking.
She doesn't have to sing at all.
I know.
All right. Lauren Elena, the 15-year-old. This is your girl, right?
Well, she's recently turned 16.
And she did. Oh, who knew? I see you follow her very closely. So Lauren did Reba, Turn on the Radio. Here you go, country girl.
Baby, break it up until you blow the speakers out your big old car.
All right, there's your girl, Lauren Elena.
You know, she's fabulous. I wish she would have picked a better song.
You know
not
what?
Not that it's not a great song, but it just didn't highlight what she's capable
right.
of.
Right. I agree. It's a great song. It's a number one hit, but I don't think that's her style.
Yeah.
I think she's a different type of singer.
She could have really shined a little bit brighter if she picked something else.
And number one for my wife, Thea Maggia? Is that how you pronounce her name?
Well, I'm saying Thea Maggia, but I don't know.
She's 15. My wife says, as I read this paragraph on her, definitely top five, effortless. She's going to be a star. Here is Thea. I will say, Candy, that we have some competition this year.
We do, and I'm actually looking forward to it.
Did you like anybody else, Ashton or anybody last night? Did you?
There was one girl that I did like, and I see that maybe I'm all alone here, Kendra Chanel.
No, actually.
Chantel.
No, you know what? If I turn over my wife's notes.
Yes.
She writes, Kendra Chantel has a shot at the fifth spot.
She does. She has a really beautiful voice. I was quite impressed.
I'll tell you, and there's some incredible guys, incredible girls, and they're doing it a little differently tonight. They're announcing the top 12. They are going to release the top five men, the top five women, and have two wild cards. We're going to know who the top 12 are tonight.
I like it done this way.
And we will have your full Idol for Dummies tomorrow. Amazing stuff. And since I was packing it out with all the good folks at Nutty Irishman and Bayshore, I want to say thank you, Dana, my love.
Thank you, Dana. Me and you need to take a vacation, girl. Just the two of us.
She's hired. She's on the payroll.